back before the days. The world was wrapped in a web. And when we'd write each other with paper and a pen, no distraction from the action. Movie screening in your eyes. Time to cut the cord. Let me feel reborn. I've been tethered to everything in a lightning storm. I wanna fill the room with the days that left too soon. But in a moment's notice, we find we're caught on the other side.
Caught on the other side. Thank you. Joe. That set brought to you by the name Joe. Because that song, two reasons. That song, artist Joe. Or it could be DJO, but it's one word spelled just like that. I don't know exactly how to pronounce it, but I do know that it's Steve from Stranger Things. And he's a musician and a pretty good one. That song, Half-Life, by Joe. And then another Joe-related song by Wolfpack. That song, New Beastly. What I love about Wolfpack is you never know how many versions of one song they're going to put out. They have four versions of It Gets Funkier. And now we're starting the same thing with Beastly. That song again, New Beastly. And Beastly was like the first song that Wolfpack ever recorded at the University of Michigan, like maybe 18 years ago. And now they're coming out with a new one. And the Joe reference there is, of course, Joe Dart, the bassist of Wolfpack. They recorded it, that entire album that isn't fully out yet. They have maybe four singles out, including New Beastly, live from a series of shows in California, which is just very Wolfpack, very cool. And I can't wait to hear the whole thing. We also had Eggy, an artist coming to Higher Ground, I believe in April. That song also off the new release. It was called A Moment's Notice. And again, we started with Zwango Zop by an artist called Midlife. A very funky, somewhat jazzy set there. But I could say every song ever written was jazzy, couldn't I? That's not very fair, but... This is WREV-FM Burlington, your better alternative. I am DJ Redgold. This, of course, is The Jam Adjacent, where we come to you live every Wednesday morning, 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. And by we, I mean me. But really, I give all the credit to the artists and the music. I've got 20 seconds. I'm going to read about bananas. Have you ever wondered why all bananas look alike or taste exactly the same, almost as if they were all clones of one another? You may have been onto something, because all of the bananas that you buy from Hannaford, Trader Joe's, even City Market, all have the exact same genes. As a matter of fact, they all come from the same parent plant and have regrown repeatedly from a single individual. So they really can be thought of as clones. So next time you eat a banana, think about how it's the exact same banana you ate yesterday. This is a message from your banana-eating DJs here at 90.1 WREV-FM Burlington. All right, let's get some cake going. Speaking of food...
some new feathers and buy some new clothes. Just get rid of the antlers and lighten your load. Yeah, come, come, and she come, and she come, and she come. Oh, yeah, if you want to have cities, you've got to build roads. Your posture and suck in your gut. You need to pull back your shoulders and tighten your butt. Yeah, come, come, and she come, and she come, and she come. Oh, oh, if you want to have cities, yeah, if you want to have.
We'll be right back.
gathered in their masses, just like witches at black masses, evil minds that plot destruction. World stops turning as you hear the bodies burning. No more war pigs have the power, and as God has struck the hour,
knock it back in power. Amazing, I Oh,
A little Green Day for you there, and a little Fake Out. You thought I was going to just let this song play. No, but I'm playing around with the background music, having a little fun with it. It's a tricky gambit, guys. This radio stuff, it's harder than you think, okay? Get off my back. Just kidding. That was Green Day, Pulling Teeth, a classic off of the Dookie album. Before that, we had Peach Pit, who I just saw in Montreal last weekend, last Saturday night. That song, Give Up Baby Go. They did play that song, and it was very good. They also played War Pigs, a Peach Pit version, but you just heard a version by the band Cake. You heard a couple songs by Cake. Interestingly, Cake is all capitalized on the War Pigs song, but not on Comanche, which is the first song we heard. So take that for what you will. The C is capitalized, obviously, in both of them. But the ache, capitalized in one, not in the other. Does it matter? Not really. You know what does matter? A little bit of news. This is from VT Digger. Killington to take a break from World Cup as it builds a new chairlift. Vermont's largest ski area is set to replace its superstar trail lift in a $12 million project, leading the international racing circuit to move its 2025 stop to Colorado. When Vermont schooled Olympian Michaela Schifrin arrived at the Killington Ski Resort last Thanksgiving for its annual World Cup women's race, she didn't expect a shocking fall would force her to take a break. 3 months later, Killington is finding itself having to temporarily sit out the international event. The largest snow sport area in eastern North America announced Tuesday it would close its superstar trail chairlift April 13th to begin new construction of a six-passenger high-speed replacement. Killington will remain open for spring skiing by using its K1 gondola and other lifts, but the superstar work, estimated to take 8 months, wow, will mean the World Cup trail won't fully reopen until shortly after the November race, which has drawn some 20,000 spectators and a national television audience of 2 million viewers since 2016. A lot of cool information in there. I didn't know Michaela Schifrin was a Vermont product. She went to Burke Academy, but and I didn't know that they were going to stay open with K1. I did know about the superstar replacement, though. All right, let's get back into the music. This is Them Crooked Vultures.
Call it a quits you, babe. I think I'm gonna put you down for a while. I said I can't quit you, babe. I think I got to put you down.
thing. That's the thing. Here's the thing. The name of that album. The thing. The name of that band. Very complicated, I know. Very confusing. The thing out of England, I assume. I actually don't know that for sure. Ana de Armas. The name of that song. Before that, of course, the great Led Zeppelin, I Can't Quit You Baby, from their 1969 BBC session. I just saw they have a new documentary out, came out last Friday, called Becoming Led Zeppelin. Pretty good. I wouldn't call it great. Pretty good. I just, these days, I'm into later Led Zeppelin, but, and it was just like the first year, but total meteoric rise to fame. Within 1 year of playing live shows, they were playing the Royal Albert Hall in London. That's the Royal Albert Hall. Try that again. We also had Gum, an offshoot of King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard. That song, Old Transistor Radio. And to start the whole set out, Them Crooked Vultures, which is a Zeppelin offshoot, if you think about it. John Paul Jones on the bass. That album came out maybe 15 years ago. Dave Grohl on the drums, and the guy from Queens of the Stone Age singing. That's going to do it for me. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. Thanks for waking up with me. I will catch you in a week. Keep it tuned right here, WRUV FM Burlington. Thanks. Bye.
Your phone, screaming to a bed. try to turn your brain off.